and we will assign you a turn accordingly. Lesson number three, together in prayer. Topic number one, the conditions for the prayer. Excerpt number one. Bala Sulam writes, everything, small or great, is obtained only by the power of the prayer. All the labor and work to which we are obligated are only to discover our lack of strength and our lowliness, that we are unfit for anything by our own strength. For then we can pour out a wholehearted prayer before Him.
Lesson three of this Congress, together in prayer. As we just heard, to pour out a wholehearted prayer before Him. This is what we are here to do in this lesson. It's the we've had time now to get used to the format. We've had time to break into this whole setup that we're in now. And now we really can just be grateful that we have such great conditions right before us, right here, right now, to really be able to do just as Bala Sulam wrote now, that we can pour out a wholehearted prayer before the Creator. There's always these words that haunt, at least me, and I'm sure they haunt several friends, these words where Rav mentioned how he once came to his teacher, Rabash, with several complaints, and then Rabash told him, after all that, with just a handful of very cutting words, why didn't you ask? And I've thought about these words a lot coming into this Congress now and this lesson. You know, why didn't you ask? I really don't want to leave this Congress thinking that we didn't ask, that we can ask ourselves that question at the end. And I see no greater conditions right here and right now in this lesson to be able to really work on this prayer, putting everything that we have, any complaints, any doubts, whatever it is about anything, and just going full steam at making the one action that we can truly do in this world, a sincere request and a sincere prayer. So let us support each other and help each other in reaching this. And Mike.
Thanks, Marcos, and welcome, friends. Let's hear the words of Ra from the last class. We are increasingly connected to the system of Adam HaRishon and need to understand that it is structured in such a way that we need to constantly add to it. We have nothing to add in it. Is corrections other than a request that we constantly have to ask the Creator for more and more corrections until the system of Adam HaRishon is corrected. We will then discover it in its entirety and ourselves in it as its active parts, which make it up. In general, everything is built in such a way that we only need to ask the Creator for the connection of the broken vessels. Everything is ready for correction, and the Creator has prepared it in such that we only have to make a request to Him. All of our work is in request and prayer. Hopefully, we will learn this and understand that other than a request, we have nothing to do. And the Creator expects nothing from us but a precise request. We work with Him together in partnership and thus see how the corrections pass through the broken vessels. And in this, we bring the Creator contentment. He shattered the kli. He prepared everything for correction. And we discover what needs to be corrected. Turn to Him, and He corrects. This is how it goes until the end of correction. And now we are going to do a little scrutiny here. Marcos?
As friends, we're already going to go into a workshop and we're going to discuss what we lack in order for our 10 to reach a wholehearted prayer. Again, so we're going to discuss what we lack in order for our 10 to reach a wholehearted prayer. Go ahead.
Let's go to Rav for a minute. Rav, we know that there's nothing more important than to reach this wholehearted prayer. Can you add to what we're missing? What is it that's missing here?
First, we have to reach the bottom of the heart, and then a prayer, a request, a litany from the Creator. Or the other way around, to intend and to yearn for the in the direction of the Creator, and from this come to the bottom of the heart. I would say it's both. We should have both. At one time we are more in this, another time we are more in that. But we shouldn't quit. The important thing is not to quit. Not to quit this yearning for connection between us and in it with the Creator. We shouldn't think that they are that it is something additional. It all talks about one point that we have to reach, that we have to yearn for, pray for the connection between us and with the Creator. They're not two, they are one. As it is written, Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one. That's the main thing that we have in the prayer. For all of us to unite in the Creator. It is the beginning of creation, the end of creation, the process that we have to go through from a state that we are not in it until all of us are included in it. And I see that in this current Congress, we are already on the way toward it. We already understand that our disposition is specifically in this direction, and it is correct, and it gives me a lot of joy and confidence. And this time, we already feel, all of us, all the thousands of participants, that's it. We're on the way. We're together. We understand. We feel the hearts, the thoughts, the propensities of everyone. And this is what unites us. So connecting these deficiencies of ours, only to unite in all of our deficiencies to the Creator, this is what is missing. And then it will be the correction of creation. And all the broken and far away parts will come back to being one part, one vessel, the soul of Adam HaRishon. And then we return once more home. I'm very happy that it's working out today. The Creator is very interested in our approaching Him, being incorporated in Him. He's willing to accept us within Him. And this is what is happening to us. So let's open our hearts as much as possible and understand that by opening the heart to the friends, we open our hearts to the Creator.
Please, Mike.
So friends, we're going to go now into another workshop. Let's take everything we heard and all these deficiencies of everyone. Really wish that we connect these deficiencies to the Creator, as Rav guided us, you know, opening our hearts as much as possible to one another. And let's try to depict this next state that we're that the Creator is ultimately leading us to, but let's already bring it close to us now. Let's picture the feeling of what this wholehearted prayer would feel like. You know, what joy would be there? What suffering? What distress? What anticipation? Even it could be anger or spirit, intensity, dedication. There could be all kinds of feelings involved here. So let's really try to put together this feeling of the wholehearted prayer. Mike?
And that prayer is, what would a wholehearted prayer feel like? The workshop. What would a wholehearted prayer feel like? What would this feel like to us? We reached it. Please.
Right. So exit number 2, 3 conditions in the prayer. Balasulam writes, there are 3 conditions in prayer. 1, believing that he can save him, although he has the worst conditions of all his contemporaries. Still, will the Lord's hand be too short to save him? If it is not so, then the landlord cannot save his vessels. 2, he no longer has any choice, for he has already done all that he could, but saw no cure to his plight. 3, if he does not help him, he will be better off dead than alive. Prayer means lost in the heart. The more one is lost, so is the measure of his prayer. Clearly, one who lacks luxuries is not like one who has been sentenced to death, and only the execution is missing. And he is already tied with iron chains, and he is standing and pleading for his life. He will certainly not rest or sleep or be distracted for even a moment from praying for his life.
Okay, again, read excerpt number 2 among your tens and discuss how you will order these 3 conditions. Also, discuss the reason for the order. And don't forget your questions. Again, read excerpt number 2 among your tens and discuss how you will order these 3 conditions and also discuss the reason for the order and send questions.
Okay, friends, we're going to read through some of the questions that have been sent here, and then we're going to vote on, or you're going to vote on one question to continue into the next workshop and to continue scrutinizing. So some of the questions we're getting, one is, where do you get the confidence that there is none else besides him?
And here's another one here. What is the depth of the heart?
And what does the landlord refer to here?
Another good one. What determines the strength of a prayer?
And how can we help each other believe the Creator can help us?
Why is there even a condition for prayer? I mean, he knows that he hears every prayer in every mouth, right?
How do you know that I did everything I could?
Oh, Marcus, I like this one. How do you reach a state of I'm better off dead than alive?
Yeah, there was a few questions around this. So it seems like it's going to be one of the ones we choose. And also, how do we reach these three conditions as a 10?
So why don't we stop there and let's run a survey. Okay, friends, I believe that that we do have a winner, and that's going to be, how do we reach a state that we, where we'd be better off dead than alive if we actually didn't achieve this? How do we reach that condition? Ready? What we want to do is we want to squeeze this orange just a little bit more here. What we want to know is, how can we be rewarded with getting help from the Creator in this? What's it going to take for us to be, to receive that extra help that we need to push this over the top to where we actually feel it as an absolute necessity? Again, what's it going to take in order to really push this over the top, this desire, changing it from a want to an absolute necessity? Please.
Just repeating the question. So how can we be rewarded with the Creator's help? And what causes this desire to move from a want to a necessity within us? Go ahead, friends. Okay, friends. So again, we wish to continue this question again with the same feeling of our 10, as if we're talking among our personal 10. We want to feel that same intimacy now among the whole world Klee. Please put up your question marks to continue answering this question in our great one big 10 in this world Klee. So we're going to go now to a general assembly, put up your question marks and answer the exact same question you were just answering now. How do we feel? How can we be rewarded with the Creator's help? And what causes this desire to move from a want to a necessity within us? Let us share among the whole world clean now. Go ahead, friends.
Okay, friends, just so you know, we have over 4,200 people that are currently connected to the lesson, actually more than that. I tell you, we need some special help here. Let's turn back to Rav. Rav, we have a question for you. How do you reach the required, how do you reach the required quantity and quality for prayer?
The quantity and quality of the prayer, they both accumulate these numbers, let's say, of quantity and quality, more and more from time to time. And the truth is, they cannot be measured, because it all emerges from the heart, and not so possible to weigh it. However, we see that the connection between us nevertheless becomes more meaningful, that I'm more willing to adhere to the friends, cling to them, connect to them, feel them. What happens is that this Congress is so special, it raises us to a level of connection, to a different level of sensitivity. I don't really have the words for this. We truly emerge into the connection between us and we want to live there. We see that specifically by leaving my I, myself, and becoming included in all the others, I see that this is probably what is called going by faith above reason. This is what it means to be above my reason. And so that becomes the means to incorporate with the others, to pray for the others. That's what it means to rise to a higher spiritual level, where I attain a deeper and deeper spiritual essence to the point that it begins to appear in me in a tangible way, that I see forces and phenomena that come from my connection into the others. It's not that they are in me, but I am in them. That means that I raise myself to a higher spiritual level, and then more and more. And it's all in the same style of ascent. That's how I clarify that the incorporation in the others is the means for the correction of the whole kli, for getting closer to the Creator, for the revelation of the Creator and the connection between us. All of that is ahead of us. I'm very excited from this Congress. It is unique. It is one of a kind. It truly elevates us to a new degree, spiritual degree that we weren't really on before. And now we also can feel that something is born from the connection between us, and each one feels this change in his own personal way. I can't add more. I'm always with you, and I can't move away from the screen. If I used to, while you're doing things or discussing things, if I could still do things or write some things, now I can't. I'm just drinking, absorbing what you're discussing, and to me, it is a higher, the upper fulfillment. Keep going and succeed. I'm proud of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Rav. We wanted also to ask you, because as a Kabbalist, we look up to you. We trust you. You're a person who's done this prayer. And you didn't have thousands of friends around you and the conditions that we have today. And we just wanted to reiterate the question, how did you reach the required quantity and quality of prayer? There's something in this that can help us.
I'm also on the path. The path goes all the way to the general final correction that will become revealed to all. Therefore, we're not there yet, me and everyone else. But we're making very great steps, all of us together, and we are, in fact, pioneers in that, and after us, more will come, others will come, and we're happy to be able to be the first to go forward, led by Rabash and Barasulam and Kabbalists of all the generations. So what I've achieved, you see what I'm doing. I come every day to the lesson, I participate, I try to not escape any action. On the other hand, if there is a place where I could be a disturbance, I try to move away to give you the space to grow, like with children, like how we do with our children. We give them some game to play, and then we feel when it's worthwhile to play with them and when it isn't. And that's how we advance. I'm advancing with you. And as it's written, I've learned from all my students. It says that I've learned from all my students, meaning the fact that I incorporate with you, that is in fact my spiritual kli, because it never existed before in the reality of correction. And that's why I'm very happy that we have such a big kli that is starting from zero and grows. And now it's beginning to reach states of the first stages of the revelation of the Creator. We're already there. We just can't feel it, can't detect it yet. We're already there. It's like a baby that is born. It doesn't feel that it's born yet, and the world that it's in, and the connection to its caregivers and so on, but it's there. The same with us. We're already being treated by the upper force and the upper world, to the extent that we incorporate with each other, and that is essentially our work. The more intensively we connect with each other and long to connect to the upper one, to the Creator, that will dwell between us, that will be like the adhesive between us, then we will truly realize the plan of creation. Good luck to you. I'm with you. All the best.
קטע מספר 4, כותב הרבש.
Excerpt number 4, רבש. The advice is to ask for the whole collective. In other words, everything that one feels that he is lacking, and ask fulfillment for. He should not say that he is an exception or deserves more than what the collective has. Rather, I dwell among my own people, meaning I'm asking for the entire collective because I wish to come to a state where I will have no care for myself whatsoever, but only for the Creator to have contentment.
So, Rabash is giving us another condition, and this is something else that we've got to talk about, because he's saying not only these three conditions, but we have to find what this prayer of the many means. It's very, very important. So Marcos, workshop.
All right, so we're going to go into another workshop round based on this excerpt. We just read excerpt number 4. So we also recommend, as we always have, that you have the excerpts open, that you can even copy-paste it into the chat on the right-hand side of your page. And we're going to discuss what does it mean to pray together, and what does it mean to pray for the Creator, and what does it mean to pray together for the Creator. So what does it mean to pray together? What does it mean to pray for the Creator? And what does it mean to pray together for the Creator? Go ahead.
And put your questions in the chat.
אנחנו קוראים את קטע מספר 9 מהרבש.
We are reading excerpt number 9 from Rabash. The most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason. Meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha. And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason of the body.
So, we understand that this must be in gladness, and that brings up a really big question. How does gladness fit in to what we're doing here? So we have a workshop about why that is important, that our prayer toward the Creator, to the Creator, our combined prayer must be in gladness.
Yes, friends, so again, based on the excerpt we just read, friends, we're now going to discuss why is it important that our prayer together to the Creator be in gladness. It's going to be a quick round this time as well, so we can speed it up. Why is it important that our prayer together to the Creator be in gladness? Go ahead.
קטע מספר 5 כותב בעל הסולם. עובד השם שאינו מצטער.
Excerpt number 5, בעל הסולם.
מרגיש רק חיסרון הפרטי שלו עצמו.
A servant of the Creator who is not sorry for the public but feels only his own personal lack, his receptacle for abundance is also not greater. As a result, he will not be able to receive the collective revelation of godliness in the form of the comfort of the public, since he did not prepare a kli to receive this collective discernment, but only his individual discernment. Conversely, one who is sorry for the public and feels the troubles of the public as his own trouble is rewarded with seeing.
Let's read some of these questions. There are some excellent questions here. The first one, how can one regret the rule if he's an egoist?
Why is the well-being of the public dependent on us?
How can there be an employee of the Creator who does not feel the public?
How does a person come to the conclusion that his own vessel is not enough?
How to see that the public is something inside me and not outside of me?
How does one choose a collective lack over a personal lack?
How do you go from feeling private disadvantage to feeling public consolation, public distress?
And why do we have to feel sorry together with the public and not be happy with the public? Why do we have to be sorry for them?
What is the secret of public consolation?
And how can we learn and not feel the public?
How do I increase, enlarge, or widen my kli?
And how can one make the heart so sensitive that it can feel flaws, raise them to the Creator, and rejoice in their revelation? Okay, friends, we're going to just quickly go into 1 minute of a silent workshop, all of us together. Let's just bring everything we went through in this lesson into a single deficiency and request. Let us all focus on that silently. And with all these questions we heard, you know, feel them as our deficiencies, feel each one of these questions as our own. And after this workshop, we'll also have time to ask Rav questions, you know, everyone in the world kli. And we can also continue feeling everyone's question as our own question. So let us, again, let us bring everything we went through into a single deficiency and request right now. 1 minute of silence.
We entered into this lesson to reach a wholehearted prayer, and at the end of the lesson, we see that there are several questions. First of all, how do you feel about our state right now?
I feel we are getting closer in rising to the Creator. We understand that coming closer to the Creator depends on coming closer between us, that there's actually no spiritual ascent like in this world where we can just rise and rise and rise. Spiritual ascent means that we raise ourselves in our level of connection, meaning the more we make an effort to become closer to each other, despite the ego that's separating us, then we rise accordingly. We can't just make actions of ascending, we can make actions of connecting. And then in the connection between us, we feel an ascent, meaning you feel the spiritual essence deeper and deeper. But it appears to the extent that we get closer to each other. That's something we need to think about, to understand, and to realize between us. And let's hope we begin to feel this. That all that we want to depict spiritually happens, that the whole action happens only in getting closer between us. There, in getting closer between us, there's some parameters, and that's where we talk about the ascent, the refinement, the intensity of connection, and ultimately the intensity of revelation.
For a very emotional lesson, the question, how can we, with all the efforts we make, reach the state that we really feel the deficiency of the public in order to pray for them, to reach the prayer of the many?
It's not such a special and far away thing. It's just achieved in the inclination towards each other, that we must always try to connect and be closer to each other, even though we are rejecting each other, we don't want this, we have criticism towards each other, we still have to be drawn to each other, and then we discover the conditions or discernments that we call above reason. Above reason simply means above my natural desire. That's it.
¿Cómo llegar a la plegaria como uno desde el centro de la escena?
How to reach a prayer as one from the center of the tent.
We first have to describe to ourselves that if we want to advance spiritually, we have no choice but to raise a single deficiency from all of us, from the entire group. And until we achieve this single deficiency from the entire group, it will not be a true spiritual deficiency, and we will not merit a response. So if we see this condition, and it is certain, and it's acceptable for us, that this is how it happens, then we will get there. We will achieve connection of our deficiencies, clarify our true one single deficiency, raise it to the Creator for sure, and receive a response from the Creator. Kiev 1.
Да, вот, дорогой Рав, про эту реакцию Творца здесь и в отрывке тоже мы читаем.
About the Creator's response, also in the excerpt, we read that in this mutual deficiency we discover the Shekhinah.
Shekhinah means the revelation of the Creator for us, that we feel His relation to.
It was such a great lesson, and I want to ask, when I want to adhere to deficiencies of the friend, I can adhere to them as much as I can feel that deficiency inside me. For example, I can feel my friend's longing as much as I long for the same goal. I can feel friend's pain as much as I can feel pain inside me. So actually, I don't know essence of the friend's feeling, but I just only work on the impressions I receive from the connection. Can you say this way?
Yeah, about this it says, make your desire as his desire. That you, in your desire, begin to feel deficiencies of the group.
I want to add, Rob, if I can, that I also feel that there is also deficiency of the Creator, deficiency of the light that we don't feel. How can we come this common sense of feeling the pain of the Creator? Because I feel that there is some sort of pain of the Creator, but I am not aware of it.
After you feel the sorrow of the friends, of the group, and you accept that sorrow as your own, then you can talk about the sorrow of the giver as well, because it becomes revealed inside the sorrow of the group. Okay? Woman USA. All right, good. Women USA 12.
Дорогой Раф, каким образом десятка должна страдать бедами общества, и как мы включаем это в нашу молитву?
Dear Rav, how should the ten suffer from the trouble of the collective and include it in our prayer?
If you feel an incorporation with the deficiency of the society, the group, or the world, then with it you can then work towards the Creator. But it can't be otherwise. First you have to incorporate with the deficiency of the society, the group, the public, doesn't matter, and then raise that to the Creator. Then the Creator listens. The bigger the number of participants or deficiencies, the more he hears. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, how can I demand that all our actions are for the benefit of friends?
This should be obvious from how you relate to them, from how you collect their deficiencies and become the owner of the prayer when you raise their deficiencies to the Creator.
Woman Moscow 20.
Women Moscow 20.
How to check what deficiency I feel if I perceive the world through myself?
You won't be able to attain everything this way, anything, until you get closer to others, until you become incorporated with the desires of others. until you begin to receive through the general deficiency of the group, at least the ten. Until then, you can't talk about contact with the Creator and getting anything directly from the Creator. First, you have to build the connection, and then through the connection, you'll have contact with the Creator. Women, French one.
Bonjour, cher Rav. Quel est cet état d'être désolé pour le public? Comment on combine cette désolation et la joie dans la prière?
What's the state of the sorrow of the collective and how to combine that feeling with happiness in prayer?
The sorrow of the public is the deficiency that the public has, and the deficiency should be as spiritual as possible. And then in that deficiency, later the response from above is clothed, and then instead of sorrow, and you feel joy and fulfillment. That's how it works. But first you do have to integrate with the sorrow of the public, and then you merit the...
Continuing that question, how to incorporate in the sorrow of the public? I'm not with them, so how should I feel it?
We can feel all the deficiencies in the world, and so we don't have a problem here, except for opening the heart, just opening the heart. Don't say, I'm not in his place, I can't do it, like this, like that. You can. Everything depends on opening your heart. Women, Queens, One.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Вопрос от десятки. Как прийти к Рав?
Hello, dear Rav. Question from the ten. How do I reach happiness when praying to the Creator from the depth of the heart?
It's exactly like what you're saying. If I build from the heart, if I turn to the Creator from the depth of the heart and I pray for the public, meaning that I want to give to all an answer from Him or bring proximity to Him, to everyone, bring everyone closer to Him. So that's how I'll feel it, that vessel that I raise to Him, the vessel of the public. Women, Almata.
Дорогой Раф, скажите, пожалуйста, где грань между страдать со всем обществом?
Dear Raf, tell me please, where's the limit between incorporating in the sorrow of the collective and none else besides Him, and He's the good that does good?
The boundary or the cutoff is in man's heart, meaning when he tries to feel or to reach a state where his entire heart is filled with foreign desires, deficiencies. That's it. It's simple. That there is no room in the heart for self-concern. And that's how it is on each and every degree. On the next degree, of course, self-concern once again will appear, and once again, you try to fulfill this deficiency with the deficiency of others. And that's how we advance from one degree to the next until the final correction.
Woman, Mach 26.
Women, Mach 26.
А как мы совмещаем в работе величие?
Dear Rav, how can we combine the greatness of the friends, equality, and a united prayer?
I think all these three things basically complement each other and support each other. to the extent that I connect with the friends and pray for them, and I make sure to convey whatever I get from the Creator to them, and this way I get their deficiencies and raise them to the Creator. That puts me in the middle between the friends and the Creator, or the Creator and the friends, and that's essentially my role. That's it. So we need to see ourselves in that role, and we don't need anything else. That's how the whole Kli of Adam Rishon is built. That's how each and every part of it functions. No part functions for itself, but for the others. But in giving to the others, he has to receive everything from the Creator 100% and give 100% to the parts of the vessel of Adam Rishon. And then he becomes that part that passes.
Of, can I also ask?
Yes.
You said that the sorrow of the collective has to be spiritual. So if you feel that the sorrow of the collective is corporeal, how can I turn it to be spiritual?
It doesn't matter if it's corporeal or spiritual, as long as it's the sorrow of the public and you turn it to the Creator. You direct it to the Creator, all right? Women, Sochi, Kavkaz 1.
Rafa, что делать со страхом почувствовать всю боль общества?
Rav, what should I do with this fear of feeling the pain of the collective?
No need to be afraid of it, because it already comes mitigated from the Creator. If we turn to the Creator, even the biggest deficiency is felt as sweet, because there is who to turn to, and we're certain to get a response. And more than that, we feel that this deficiency too, as great and threatening as it is, it also comes from the Creator. It also comes from the Creator. And that's why I'm not afraid of discovering it.
What is a complete deficiency?
Complete deficiency is that which is felt in a complete heart, meaning that I feel the deficiencies of all the friends, and I feel and raise these deficiencies to the Creator, that is called a complete deficiency.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Thank you, Rav. Sorry, we're getting some feedback here. We're really trying to build this vessel, you know, in the tent, and we're really starting to feel it. And, you know, we have to grow this out from this tent to the world clay, to the world, you know, and we just wanted to express that. And, you know, how do we express it to the world when, if we don't always feel this connection this closely, like in the Congress? We need to do it anyway. So how do we do that?
Thank you. Only by each one wanting to feel the deficiencies of the others. So that means one has to restrict himself and incorporate with the deficiencies of the friends and raise these deficiencies to the Creator. And that's what each and every one is doing. And by that, you build a common deficiency and aim it, direct it to the Creator. That's the only way.